Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A longtime big league player, 14 years in the majors. He's been on with us before. We're happy to have him back. Carlos Pena, now with MLB Network, part of MLB Network's MLB Tonight coverage coming up at 6 p.m. live from Progressive Field. Carlos, thanks for joining us again. How are you enjoying our city?
Guys, I'm just having an absolute blast. See, I used to love coming here when I played, but the way that everything has been set up for the festivities is just amazing. The atmosphere is electric, and I couldn't be happier. I'm really having a lot of fun.
We're talking with Carlos Pena here from MLB Network, and we're excited about the All-Star Game. He's great to be in town, and we're excited about the coverage here tonight. Carlos, let's go back to the home run derby last night. Vladimir Guerrero, amazing. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a rookie. Obviously, you know his dad, who was an amazing player and a Hall of Famer. I know he didn't win, and Pete Alonso, you know, he did a great job too as a rookie. But the performance he put on, and especially that semifinal battle with Jock Peterson, that was an all-timer.
Gentlemen, I mean, let's just be honest. That was epic. You know, the performance. And what the feat that we were able to experience and to see, you know, right there, I was right next to him. It was ridiculous. See, one of the things I was just talking to Jim Thome. Jim Thome is a Hall of Famer, you know, well beloved here in Cleveland. You guys know him very well. Look, we at the end of the day, we can hit a ball far, all right. So we are like, oh no, like most people, we're able to just enjoy. You know, a game, but yeah, we're professionals, right? No, guys. Yesterday, we were going crazy because we could not understand how these balls were just leaving the bat. It was so explosive. The first ball Guerrero hit halfway up the scoreboard, you know, and Jim Thome and I are like in awe of this, you know, and we're like, oh, you guys are power hitters. You guys can hit it far. No. What we saw yesterday was special. And what a great night for baseball, right? For baseball as an industry, as a game, it was one of those nights that just will be forever remembered.
What sort of career you think Guerrero is going to have? I mean, obviously he's off to a fast start here as a rookie, just got called up, you know, performs like that in the home run derby. But just as a player, I know it's early, but do you think he can have a career like his father?
You know, I think that's almost unfair, right, to put that type of pressure on him.
Maybe so.
I think he's going to have a great career. You know, obviously the main thing is you want to stay healthy. But it's almost inevitable right now. If we look at the way that he has been portrayed or the way he has been marketed, it's pretty much the age that we're in right now, right? The age of social media. If people are paying attention. You know, communications is just through the roof right now. So everyone knows that there's this kid that has incredible talent, right? The son of a Hall of Famer, and that he has been absolutely crushing the minor leagues. It's impossible for us to hide him. Now, when we project him forward, right, it's almost unfair because baseball is a game that you cannot predict. It's unpredictable. That's, as a matter of fact, it's exactly why we love it, right? So when people ask me, what do you think Guerrero is going to do? It's like, look, he's incredibly talented, and I pray that he can stay healthy and have a long career because if he does that, the talent should eventually express itself on the field. And as you saw yesterday, it was impressive. It was just impressive. So to see him, you know, coming to his own as a big leaguer would be awesome to see.
It seems like we got a lot of really good legacies right now, right? I mean, between Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Fernando Tatis Jr., Biggio's kids up in the big leagues now. You got Carl Yastrzemski's grandson who's had some little success after spending a lot of time in the minors with the Giants. Dante Bichette's kid is about to get called up. I'm forgetting a bunch. Bobby Witt's kid just got drafted with his first and second overall pick in the draft. There's a lot. I feel like there's a lot of more legacies now than there have been in the past. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But does it seem like there's a lot, that especially that are really good?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you there. And I mean, I understand that partly, like I said earlier, it's because of the age that we're in, right? Okay, you know, we got Instagram, you got Twitter, you got, you know, the pipeline, this and that. You know, it's so documented. Where back in, you know, we can go back 10 years. It was not like that 10 years ago. Yeah. It was not like that 10 years ago. Yet, man, it's amazing how, you know, where we're at this point. And you're absolutely right. We do have all these legacies. We do have all these legacies, and let me tell you, they are legit. These kids are, for real, incredibly talented.
Yeah, I saw Glenn Allen Hill's son just got drafted, too. He hit the longest home run I've ever seen, Carlos. Do you remember that home run he hit at Wrigley Field where it hit the building across the street? Do you remember that one?
How could I forget? I mean, if you were to – I played over there in at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Right? I was there with the Cubs 1 year. And if you stand at home plate and you look out towards left field and you look at where that ball landed, you right now would say it's impossible. It's impossible. A ball shouldn't go up there. The same way we last night, right? I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the scoreboard. I could say I thought it's impossible for a ball to go halfway up the scoreboard.
Yep.
It doesn't look possible. And sure enough, you know, Guerrero Jr. did it, you know, not once, but, you know, a few times. It's just amazing. Like, again, I played for 14 seasons, but there's one thing, and we were talking about this, Jim Tomey and I, the moment that we don't get excited the way we are right now about watching these kids play is the moment we should just, you know, pack it all up and go home.
All right, Carlos, we got to talk about your fashion reporting here from the red carpet, because I saw some videos here on social media, you with Cliff there, and you guys brought some swag. You're looking sweet. What are you wearing there in that outfit on the red carpet?
Thanks, man. I think I appreciate it.
Yeah, that. Man. You look.
Thank you. I was wearing Gucci,
of course,
and I had the Gucci shoes. Mm-hmm. Gucci is one of my favorite brands, to be quite honest with you.
I'm with you, buddy.
What's funny is this. You know, usually when we talk to these guys coming in the red carpet, you know, the first question we ask is like, who put this together for you? Because we know, right, we think we have some good fashion sense, but in reality, it comes from our wives, okay, or the girlfriends, you know, for some of these younger guys. Yeah. And for me, it was my wife. My wife's like, look, these shoes are really cool. I'm like, are you sure? I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not bold enough to go that far, you know, as far as fashion. I'm not that fashion forward. He's like, hey, these shoes are cool. I put them on, and guys, let me tell you, I felt pretty good, and thank you for the boost of confidence.
Yeah, no problem.
That, my man.
Hey, listen, when someone tells you you look good after you're uncomfortable wearing something, that boosts the confidence big time, right? I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah, I'm like, well, let me tell you, I still got these shoes on. I'm like, man, these are comfortable too.
I like it. Hey, how was Lindor's outfit?
Dude, okay. This guy walks in into the, you know, red carpet, into the area they were in. I'm like, who is that? I didn't even recognize him when I first saw him. I'm like, is that Lindor? Yeah, these glasses, the big glasses. It was electric, bro. He did not disappoint. You know, and I was really looking forward to seeing what he had on. Because I know he usually brings it. You know, he really does. He brings it. He understands the importance of the moment. He has fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, fans love it. We love it, you know, when we cover it. And, man, he looked like a rock star.
I mean, he is a rock star.
Is that what he is? He's a rock star.
Yeah. You know, we're talking with Carlos Peña, former big leaguer, now at MLB Network, a part of MLB Network's coverage tonight. MLB Tonight starting at 6, live from Progressive Field. Carlos, speaking of shoes, you know, we've been talking about ways to better promote baseball players. We played a clip yesterday of Mike Trout, and I mentioned this before that, you know, I bet 90% of our audience wouldn't have known it was Mike Trout unless I said it, which I did. Whereas, you know, all the big basketball stars and the football stars, we know what their voices sound like. And we talked yesterday about, like, you know, basketball players sell their shoe brands, right? That's a big thing. It creates an attachment from fans. In baseball, management is so uptight about the shoes. I think baseball players should have some individuality when it comes to shoes. I think you can market it, and I think that would get some young fans interested. What do you think about that?
I'm with you 100%. And it's so funny you mentioned that. It cracks me up, as a matter of fact. See, I am going to wear today, right, on the field, as I go on to be with the guys during batting practice, I'm going to wear the Mike Trout's model shoe. And I want you to check those kicks out. I mean, they are legit. I mean, they look extremely cool. They're fashionable. They're, you know, all I can think about is like the Jordans, you know, the Kobe Bryants or the, you know, we're looking at LeBron James. But, hey, these shoes right here, they're the Mike Trouts. Check them out tonight because I agree 100% with you. I think baseball is moving in
Rocket, the cleats or the turf shoes there, Carlos? The turf shoes or the cleats?
No, these are going to be turf shoes.
The turf shoes. I'm looking at them right now. I'm looking at them right now. They're pretty sweet.
You know what I mean? Like, it's key, man. It's key. And I think baseball is moving more and more towards that. And I absolutely agree. That's something that it would be great for the game of baseball. And, hey, okay, you don't have to wear cleats to go to school. But
right.
You can kick the Mike Trouts, you know, and you have your turf shoes. Looking fresh. Why not?
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
Carlos, what do you think about the Indians right now, cutting the lead down from 11.5 to 5.5? Do you think they can win the American League Central?
You know, winning the American League Central is going to be extremely difficult because of the Minnesota Twins. But this is what I said. This is what I said earlier. Actually, I was speaking earlier yesterday about this precise topic. See, Cleveland, if we go back, just go back 2 months ago. Everyone and their mama were saying, man, you know, I don't know, maybe the Cleveland Indians are going to have to sell here.
Yeah.
They're going to be sellers. They're going to have to just, you know, Trey Bauer and, you know, of course, you know, the injuries to Clevenger and to Kluber, you know, like, okay, they're not swinging the bats well. The bats haven't awakened. You know, the lineup looks weak. And we're talking about this type of record now, 50 wins. You know, right there in the win column, you know, pretty close to where they need to be, the wild card's possibility. So what I'm trying to tell you is that usually I can tell when a team is legit, when they go through the adversity and are still where they need to be. And that's the Cleveland Indians. So they've shown me character. They've shown me depth. And I don't mean just like attitude. I mean they actually do have the tools to survive, especially after going through what they went through. So that's why I don't write the Cleveland Indians off. It's just the number one thing right now in front of them to win the division is the Minnesota Twins, who are the real deal. They're the real deal.
Carlos, do you think the Indians should, with where they sit right now, still be looking for suitors for Brad Hand, Trevor Bauer?
That's
a tough spot, right?
That is such a tough spot. Because sometimes it's so easy for us to be out here and criticize the movements that teams make or the GM make. Look, you were right there, right? You're not out of it. But then you can look forward and say, okay, we're going to lose Bauer. We got some suitors for different players, really. You know what I mean? So we can make moves and possibly get something in return instead of maybe missing out, and then you're left out to dry. That is the predicament that every single GM finds himself into. So what do I do? See, I'm the type of guy who understands that this game is extremely difficult. And you don't find yourself in situations where you have a shot at a postseason. Often, I don't care if we get spoiled at times when you have a good ball club like the Cleveland Indians have had, but you cannot take this for granted. Opportunities like this one, we cannot take it for granted. So I'm the type of guy who says, let's just go for it. Let's go for it. We cannot take for granted that we're going to be there next year or the next year or the next year, but we are here today. So let's make sure we do everything we can to make it to the postseason and maybe go deep into the postseason and eventually win a World Series. Because getting there, it's extremely difficult. We should never, ever take that for granted. There are teams that have gone years without even sniffing a postseason berth, and it's extremely frustrating for fans. So why not take advantage when you are so close?
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting decision the Indians have to make in the next 3 weeks. All right, Carlos, let's wrap it up with a little Carlos Pena trivia. I'm going to give you a random question about your career. You ready? I don't know if you'll know this. I wonder. Now, you were known more for your power than speed, but I'm going to ask you a speed question. What is the most stolen bases you ever had in a season?
7.
You got it. You know. I guess you know that. Everybody's going to know that.
Hey, what's up? I got a little bit of speed, though.
Do you remember what year it was?
Was it 2007?
No, 2010. 2004.
Oh, my goodness. That was so long.
2010, you had five. 2010, you had five. That was second.
Ask him something tougher, will you, Bull?
Now, I thought that was tough. He's not a stolen base guy. He was a power speed.
He knows everything. Come on, ask him something tougher.
That was such a flat-out guess.
Yeah, well, who'd you hit your first home run off of?
He knows that. Come on.
Yeah, you're going to know that one.
Gil Heredia.
Ah, I remember him. Who do you remember who your last home run off of in 2014?
No.
I don't even have the information.
Wait. Sanchez. Yes, Sanchez.
Aníbal Sanchez.
There you go. And he's still he's pitching well, actually. He looked like his career was going down the tubes, and now he's pitching well again.
Yeah, man.
Carlos, great to have you with us again. Everybody watch MLB Network's MLB Tonight coverage coming up at 6 p.m. live from Progressive Field. We appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your time in Cleveland.
Always a pleasure, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.